Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We welcome you all. Praise God. It's always a blessing to see the people of God come together to honor the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Lou, praise God. What a blessing to see
how
you.
How are you doing?
Praise God. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We welcome you all. Praise God. On this 18th of March, 2018. Praise God. Praise the Lord forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. We welcome you all. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you believe with all of your hearts that the Lord has something good in store for you today?
Yes.
Amen. You know, praise God. Praise the Lord. His heart is always to bless. The heart of God is always to bless. Amen. We would like to welcome everyone, but of course recognize those who are with us for the very first time. We get excited when we see new faces in our midst. Amen. And, you know, the church is a good place for us to come together and, of course, meet people. Amen. We would like to welcome a couple here. Praise the Lord. Oh, a family of Brother Ray. Okay. Your son and daughter-in-law. What are your names, please?
Ray Jr.
Abel? Yes, nice to meet you. And of course, Rusty, and of course, yes, of course. It's his birthday today, from what I heard, Brother Rusty. It's your today. Today is your birthday. Oh, Wednesday. Okay, all right. So, see, the good thing about, you know, being here in church is, of course, is that we can pray for people on your important milestones. Amen. And of course, besides Brother Rusty, we're going to pray for our beloved sister in Christ, Sister Nancy, who's celebrating her birthday this week too. Amen. And so can we ask you to come forward, and we're going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Happy birthday to you. Rusty, happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, the Christian way.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, each day of the year. May you feel Jesus near. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, and many more years to come. Amen. Before we pray for our sister Nancy, praise the Lord. Brother Rusty, this is not your first time, but I believe the third time.
Third, I believe, yes.
Third, from what I heard, if I got the information correct, that you drive all the way from Palm Springs?
Yes.
Wow, what a blessing to have you with us today. And your wife and, of course, the baby. Amen. Yeah. They're there, right there. Amen. And so we're blessed to have you with us, and it's a blessed privilege for us to speak blessings upon your life and your family today. Amen. So praise the Lord. And, of course, our sister Nancy, and we're going to pray for them that God's, you know, abundant blessings shower upon our lives. You know, Sister Nancy, can you imagine the number of years? We believe in divine connections.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we believe. I've known her even before Hannah was born. Hannah, how young are you now?
31.
Turning 22. And so it's even before she was born. I met Sister Nancy when we worked at AIG, and I know that the Lord sent me there for me to meet her and to be part of not just my life, but the family of God.
Amen.
And so she has been a faithful part of the church, serving God. Praise God. And so it's really a day that God has given us to honor Sister Nancy. Amen. Praise God. And so, Sister Nancy, thank you so much for your commitment and faithfulness to the work of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we pray for them now? Yes. Hallelujah. Lord, we honor you because you are the giver of life, and you have created us according to your divine purpose and plan. We thank you for Brother Rusty, Lord. He's been with us for several occasions, oh God, and we know that, Lord, you order his steps, Lord God. As a father, as a husband, oh God, that even as he's celebrating his birthday this coming Wednesday, that, Lord, your hand be upon his life, and that may he, Brother Rusty, experience you more and more each day of his life.
Yeah.
And that, Lord, recognizing that, Lord, every good and perfect gift comes from above, as your word declares. May these gifts be upon him. Wisdom, strength, not just physically, but even spiritually, oh God. That, Lord, you would strengthen him, Lord, to be a man of faith, a man of prayer, oh God. Hallelujah. That, Lord, oh God, that, Lord, you would equip him during these times, oh God, to be a blessing to his family, oh God. We thank you, Father God, even for the wisdom that comes from you that's upon him, blessing him and prospering the works of his hands, your hedge of protection, oh God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, oh God, may Brother Rusty, his wife, and his daughter, oh God, Lord, oh God, their lives be used for your honor and glory, oh God. Lord, thank you for providing for all of his needs in spirit, soul, and body, oh God. Thank you for the guidance of your spirit upon his life. In Jesus' name, oh God, amen. Amen. And Lord, oh God, what a day to honor our sister in Christ, Sister Nancy, God. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, there's much more of you that, Lord, you're going to unfold upon her life. That, Lord, through the work of your spirit, oh God, you're going to increase the level of faith of our sister Nancy, oh God. That, Lord, oh God, that she would just be amazed. You'll do amazing things in her life, in her family, oh God, and upon the calling that you have placed upon her life. Lord, as a family of God, we offer to you this prayer of thanksgiving for her life, oh God, how she has been such a valuable part of us, how her faithfulness is such a tremendous source of encouragement for all of us to continue serving you, God. Lord, in her many ways, oh God, that, Lord, she finds delight in doing these things, Lord God, for you. Lord, oh God, even as she serves the church, Lord God, feeding us, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. And may you prosper, Lord God, the works of her hands, oh God. And that, Lord, that God, your abundant blessings just overflow upon her life. Lord, oh God, to be a blessing to her family, to her workplace, oh God, and to places that you will take her, God, in Jesus' name. And so, Lord, we thank you for just encouraging her at all times, oh God, lifting her up to you, oh God, that in moments of discouragement, through the power of your spirit, you're lifting her up, oh God. Yes. Hallelujah, that you would cause her to rise above those difficult circumstances, oh God, and to know that, Lord, you are with her, and because all things are possible with you, oh God, all the desires of her heart, Lord God, as she continually delights in you, you're going to grant it to her. Amen. For your honor and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. I heard him say it one Tagalog word, po. Okay, Brother Rusty, that's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're so blessed to have Pastor Lou and Pastor Aida with us today. Hallelujah. Amen. What a joy to see you up and about, Pastor Lou. Praise God. And I know we'll give you the privilege also to share something about the goodness of the Lord. We are continually seeing the goodness and the power of God. Amen, amen. So let us be encouraged, really. And we are thankful that you and I can be used by God in so many ways. And I'd like to call on quickly Sister Flory, because they went for the outreach yesterday as they visited the convalescent. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I saw her excitement when she came in today. Praise God.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I truly give glory to our God. When we went to Royal Wood yesterday, it was really an exceedingly joy,
yes,
that experience.
That's right.
Because it's not only that we share the God's love to the patients, but more so, yung blessings that the Lord gave me is upon the life of my husband.
Wow, yes.
I saw his excitement. I saw the power of prayers and the power of the Holy Spirit upon him.
Yes.
When I told him that we were having the outreach,
yes,
and I asked him if he wants to share.
Share, yes.
He didn't say anything, but I did not force him. And then lo and behold, on a Thursday, he told me, you know what? Last night, I only have two patients. And during my break, I have the time to study the word of the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
And
yes.
I was really amazed upon the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
And then when I asked the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to share to the patient? And I went to Psalm 34, verse 8. Mm-hmm. Come, taste, and see the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
It's
yes.
not only for the patients, but for me.
Yes.
Because when
right.
I read the whole Psalm, it says, I sought the Lord and he heard me. He heard me. Hallelujah. Amen. It's really an ending. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we were able to invite 2 souls for the Easter celebration.
Amen.
And
yes.
I praise and I give God the glory because our works would not be in vain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. She mentioned something about Easter and we're already excited about it. See, Easter celebration, really it's a celebration that Jesus is alive.
Yeah.
Jesus is, buhay ho ang Panginoon. He is alive. Amen. And so be encouraged, and that's on April 1st. Of course, we're going to have also our usual Good Friday service here at 8 o'clock. It's a blessed opportunity for us to recognize and to remember the good things that the Lord has done in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. So please invite your family and friends for our Good Friday service and our Easter celebration. Amen. And so we just honor the Lord because He is our bountiful and faithful supplier. You know, every Sunday we hear the word. Last Sunday we heard a powerful testimony from Brother Ray and Sister Beth. And they said after the service, that's just a tip of the iceberg of the good things that God has done. You know, God is challenging us from His word. We should never limit God.
Amen.
Never limit God. Whatever situation, whether financial, relationships, whatever, God has the power. He is more than able to accomplish what concerns our lives. Amen. And so in the area of giving, before I call on the elder to encourage us in the area of giving, God has given us a blessed opportunity to support many ministries. And so one of them is in Montalban, Rizal. And, you know, we are thanking the Lord for the spirit of generosity, how you are, most of you are really, majority of God's people are responding to the call. That in our giving, we can be a part of the great harvest that's happening and is about to happen. Amen. And of course, we're also we're thankful to the Lord that we can get connected with the Gideon partnership to the, and how through our giving, many churches are being planted in many parts of the world, South America. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we get to heaven, we're going to see faces and they're going to tell us, I'm here because you gave to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so be encouraged because these are exciting times for us as a church. Amen. As we open up our hearts to the word of God in the area of giving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Sally, let's welcome Sister Sally. Glory to God. Glory
praise
to God.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So, you know, our God is a good father, and He delights
yes, yes.
in blessing His children. Amen. That's what Sister Florrie just said, that what God from His word said, that to taste and see that He is good. Amen. And you know, when God blesses us, it's not only for ourselves. Amen. It's also for us to be a blessing to others.
Thank
in the
you,
book
Lord.
Of Genesis chapter 12, His promise to Abraham that He will bless Abraham and He will be so that Abraham can bless other nations. Amen.
Yes.
And we are the spiritual descendants of Abraham. So God has blessed us so that we can be a blessing to others.
Yes, yes.
In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, it says there, but you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who is giving you power to make wealth,
that's right.
So that He may confirm His covenant, which He swore to your fathers, as it is this day. That's in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. So, you know, God has given us the ability to obtain wealth so that He can confirm His covenant. And what is that covenant? The covenant of God is for His rule, is for His, God's covenant is His, refers to the kingdom, for His kingdom, for the visible demonstration of the comprehensive rule of God over every area of life. Pastor Monette always talks about God rules. Amen. So the covenant is the rule of God on earth. Amen. And you know, as we give, you know, we are expanding. We are being part of the expansion of God's kingdom,
right,
or the
yes.
of God's rule on earth. Like
thank you, Lord.
As we have given always to Montalban. You know, there's the expansion, there's the rule, the expansion of His kingdom in that place. And many more
yes.
places
Pastor Lou and Pastor Ida, you know, we give to their ministry and the expansion of kingdom in the Central America and South America.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
so right. We are being used by God to propagate His kingdom.
That's right.
Amen. Yes. So, and you know, and that's the purpose of God for blessing us. It's not, of course, God wants us to enjoy His blessings, but it's the more so He wants us to be. He wants to use our blessing to bless others.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know, always like when we are investing, when we give, we are investing to the kingdom of God.
That's right.
And that investment is, you know, when we talk to an investment planner, you know, they will tell you about your future. What do you need to do now for your future? You know, when we are investing to the kingdom of God, we are already investing for the future. And not only for this present life,
but
for eternity.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes,
so
yes, amen.
I encourage you, brothers
and
sisters, to always think of, you know, that God has blessed us for a purpose. And that is to really have more people know Him.
Because
that is hard. Last Friday, we talked about, you know, God seeking those who are lost.
Right.
You know, He's so faithful. He's a faithful Father, and He's seeking those who are lost. He left the 99 to seek just one who's lost.
That's right.
Lost sheep. And that's how God...
That's the heart of God.
You know, that's the heart of God. He wants lost people to come to His saving knowledge.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you, Lord. Our giving, you know, we can help in propagating the kingdom of God. Amen. Let us pray.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are such a good God, Lord.
Yes. Yes,
you
are.
Lord, we cannot outgive you, Lord God. You have given us your best. You have given us your Son, Lord God. You said, Lord God, that, Lord, you became poor, Lord God, that we may become rich, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for truly, Lord God, Lord, we are so grateful, Lord God, and we are so thankful, Lord, for what you have done to all of us, Lord God.
Yes.
Not only, Lord God, by saving us, Lord God, but, Lord, blessing us, Lord God, in every area of our lives,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Father God, yes.
Thank you, Lord God. And, Lord, as we remember you, Lord, through our giving, we thank you, Lord God, that you will prosper, Lord, the works of our hands,
that's
Lord
right.
God.
Thank
and
you, Lord.
You
yes.
will use us, Lord God. You will even multiply, Lord
yes.
God.
That's
Lord
right.
God, that the seed that we're about to sow, Lord God, so
for
that many souls,
yes.
Lord God,
yes, oh
will
God.
Come to your saving knowledge, Lord.
Yes.
We bless you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise be to God, church. Let's fill this place with rejoicing tonight.
Let there be joy in the house of the Lord, because joy comes from the Lord Himself. Amen. Praise God. And what a joy to have Pastor Lou and Pastor Egida with us this Sunday. And I know that their hearts are swelling with, of course, gratitude, as our hearts are, for what the Lord has done. Amen. And so what a blessed time that the Word of God can be ministered to us today. And we're looking forward to hear from the Lord today. Amen. As we welcome Pastor Egida. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God.
My goodness. Never take it for granted. You know, when God gives you the strength and He inspires you and He gives you the courage and He says, I am God and nothing is impossible for me. Never take that for granted. Nothing is impossible for the Lord. What a pleasure to be here with our family here at the New and Living Way Christian Church. We love you so much. And oh my goodness, how Pastor Lou and I feel covered by the prayers that rise up from this church. We absolutely feel the power of your prayers. They're tangible. We can feel them. And there's fruit. There's fruit to your prayers. And you know, in our lives at so many levels in so many ways. Last Sunday, you know, we were scheduled to be here. And but you know, as God would have it, we're here this Sunday, so I think we've got a divine appointment this Sunday. Amen. God doesn't make any mistakes, but we did have a little hiccup along the way. You know, Pastor Lou, as you know, has undergone some serious treatments, some chemo treatments, and so you know of his praise report. He was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer spreading through the body. But God. Somebody say, but God. Come on, but God. But God said, I've got another report. And my report supersedes the report of man. And so we are declaring and believing, and by faith we know that he has total manifestation of his healing. Amen? And so, but he came down with a cold, you know. And so Sunday morning when we were coming, I just felt in my heart, you know, I can't go in peace knowing that that night, you know, he was suffering so much and wheezing and coughing, and there was a slight temperature. And I said, you know what, God, you're a big God, but I can't go in peace. I didn't have peace about it. So I called Pastor Monet and I said, I got to take him to urgent care. I've got to see. I want to make sure it's not pneumonia, you know, because then it's like you backtrack too much, you know. I mean, God can do it, but it's a lot of backtracking. And the storm was strong as it was, you know, and so I didn't want to add to the storm. So we took him to urgent care, and, you know, God gave wisdom to the doctors, gave him what he needed. And so this week he's standing strong and standing healed, and praise the Lord, and we're here by God's divine mercy and his grace. But I want to give my husband an opportunity. You know, it's been declared here today. There are declarations and decrees that you sing in your songs and you say in your prayers, and even as we share, even as we share, to inspire and encourage one another, we are decreeing and declaring as Christians the word of God, you know. And so when God blesses, when God heals, how many know it's not just for you? His healing is not just for him. God is using that storm so that through him, he will bless another. And sometimes it's not immediate, but sometimes it is. And whenever it is, it's always good. But I like immediate too. You know, I like to see the hand of God like right now. How many know he's a right now God? And he's a forever God. So I want my husband just to share what God did through him immediately.
Doesn't she look younger every day? Those treatments are working.
The makeup is good.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And as Aida had said, thank you so much for your prayers. You, together with hundreds of others, have shown me, not shown me, but God has shown me that we are one in the family of God. There is no separation between one or the other. No matter where we live, we are all one in one family. Now, you all have all heard about what I had. You had all heard that God had healed me. And the healing process is something that you go through. Of course, you saw me during the healing process. And a lot of people saw me during the healing process. And one of the blessings was, you don't look like you're sick. See, so you're walking through it, and God is healing you through the process. You're going through the treatment. You've heard all the negative things. You've heard all the bad things that people go through with chemo, but yet you don't look like you have anything. And that's only God. That's not me. That's not makeup. That's not the medication. It is God and God only. You see, it's through faith, and through faith in him, he holds you steady. And I think I shared that with you before. But then we get the news on Monday, 2 weeks ago. On Monday, we get the news. The doctor says, I got good news for you. Well, your face goes from here to here. You get this here to here smile. And I said, I know you have good news for us. And he says, you know, you've got all the, some parts, he didn't tell me this then. We read it in the report, that the cancer that started everything, which started in the bladder, was gone. That was all gone. And that there was all the other areas that had been affected were either gone or they were down to 50% of what they were before. And so they figured with the treatment I had afterward, they figured that it may have gotten it all now. But that's okay. The treatment is still going. I started immunotherapy. Immunotherapy is better than chemo, and you have no side effects. And I can keep doing immunotherapy till the day I go home. So that's not something I have to stop. I can go. And we just want to make sure it's all cleaned out and I'm ready to go for service. I'm ready to go now because I'm already making plans for next year. So I've already got to get everything ready to go. We might do one mission trip this year, but that'll be probably just me, myself, going down into Mexico for some new churches that were going up. And so the reason I wanted to bring this report to you, because it shows you how big and how much God loves each and every one of you. On Tuesday night, we have prayer at our church. And we're a pretty vibrant group when we get together. I mean, it's loud, it's roaring. You're just not going to make it there if you're just going to pray very quietly. This is very loud and very demanding. And so we just went at it. And I shared the news on Tuesday night. We had about 35 people praying at the church. And I shared the news. And we have a member of the church. His name is Rob. He's probably 6'5" tall. Very tall man. He's a lawyer. And he had been complaining of his spine. He couldn't walk. He had to walk with a walker. And he had a constant pain in his back, even with the medication he was taking. Even with the medication, he had to walk with the pain. So we're going through this whole process, and the pastor says, you know, Pastor Lou, I feel you need to pray over this young man. So we stopped everything. And I had never prayed in the form that I prayed for this young man. I had never prayed. I have prayed for thousands for healing. I have prayed many, and many have been healed. But never had I prayed this way for this young man. And it's not important that the way that I did it. It's important that I was obedient to hear God through my pastor, Pastor Linda, and say, pray for this man. And I prayed for this man in a way that I had never prayed for any man. And the next day, this man who had been taking medication, who had been going through this pain, he had no pain in his body at all. None. None. And it's been how many weeks now? It's been over 3 weeks. Maybe about 3 weeks now. And so it goes to show you, you know, when God touches you, when God is there with you, when God anoints you, he's already given us the power. We already have that power. You know that, right? You have the power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Because that's what he said all believers will do. All believers. Not just some. He said all believers will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And they shall recover. And they shall cast out demons. And they shall do many other things. And other great works they shall do. Doesn't the Bible say that about us? He says that about all of us. But that was such an awesome moment. The very next day from that, to have this young man healed immediately, instantly. He made my day because he called me up Wednesday. I couldn't believe it. I started crying like a baby. I just started, you know, because it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It was him through me. It was him through me. And he is an ever-healing God. He will never stop healing us. He will never stop praying. I mean, we got an intercessor. We got the greatest intercessor you could ever want, and that's Jesus Christ. He's interceding for us day and night, day and night, day and night. He is interceding for us. So no matter where you are in your life today, whether you got a cold, or you got a little pinky that hurts, or you got a real pain in your back, or you got a real dilemma, some doctor gave you a bad report, it's not the end of the story. The end of the story is what God says. Amen? And I just wanted to share that with you because I'm riding on a cloud 9 right now. And I've been there for quite a while, and I'm going to stay there. I'm not coming down from that horse. I'm not coming down. I'm going to stay right there, and I'm going to say what he says, and I'm going to do what he tells me to do, and I'm going to go forward with the vision he gave me a long time ago. But I think he wants me to take that, what happened to me, to others around the world. It's a testimony. All of us have a testimony. All of us have a testimony to share. That's why he tell, that's why he says in the word, go. He didn't say where. He just said, go. Go into all the world, he said. All the world. It means right where you live. It means right where you work. It means right in your county. It means right next door. It means the next state, the next country, whatever it may be. But you start right where you are. You got to take these testimonies to others. You see, because so many don't believe. The sad part is that the church doesn't even believe. And that's sad. Because we should be the highest of the highest in belief and in faith of what our God will do for us. Will do. Not that he won't do it. He will do it for you. Because he loves you. Because he loves you. And when you understand how much he loves you, then those tears will come out of your eyes. And then your tears will say, how could I have ever doubted him? How could I have ever, ever doubted him? And we all go through those phases, don't we? That we tend to think that God can't do it. So we go immediately to the second solution, or the third solution, or the fourth solution. But we can go to any solution of the world, whether it be medical or whatever it may be. We go to that solution with him. Whatever you decide, whatever solution you want, he is right there with you. He is right there with you. He will never leave you, and he won't forsake you. Amen. Glory to God. I hope we've made somebody happy, because I'm already happy.
And with that great testimony, let's go to prayer. Father, we just want to thank you and honor you and let you know how grateful and thankful we are, Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, I ask you to help us express our gratitude for all the things that God has done in our lives, big and small. Lord, we want to just honor you today by presenting your word to your people, Lord, and those that shall be. Presenting your word, Father God, because your word never fails. You said that when you sent out your word, it never returns void, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to bring forth your word today, Lord. I thank you for the many blessings already upon this house and the people that are in this house, Lord. I thank you for the future of each and every one, because our lives are in your hands, Lord Jesus. You said that we were in our mother's womb, that you had great plans for our lives, Lord Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray that we fulfill the destiny that you have called us to, the destiny of this church as a body of Christ, Lord, the destiny of each individual, Lord. May it be fulfilled. May it accomplish the plan that you have for each one, my Lord. I thank you, Father, that you sent your son to die for us, but he also rose for us. And I thank you that through Christ, we have been empowered. We've been given the authority to stand and declare victory. Victory over every storm, every trial. Victory over the wiles and the schemes of the enemy. And so I thank you, Lord, that it's because of you, Jesus, that we can declare that we are more than conquerors. We are victorious. Because we abide in you and you abide in us. And you paid the price for the victory. All I need to do is believe it so that I can receive it. Believe it so that we can receive it. Believe it so that we can receive it. Now, Father God, pierce our hearts today. May your word go deep today, Lord. Teach us what we have need to learn. Touch us where we need to be touched. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. I'm going to read a verse in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. You know, God will instruct us and God will teach us in the way that we should go. He will guide us. He guides us with his hand. He watches us with his eye. God gives us instruction through his word. And the more I grow in Christ Jesus, the more I study the word of God, the more I am made aware of the power of my thoughts
because my thoughts become my words and my words become my actions. And so every day, you know, God is showing me more and more. Aida, the word in you, the word spoken through you. And so part of what I want to teach you today is declaring a thing. You declare a thing and it shall be established unto you. This is the word of the Lord for you today. And in declaring that thing, I want to teach a little bit on prophetic intercession, because this is a praying church. And the dark times and the warfaring times that we're living in need a people who understand the power of the prophetic and the power of intercession, so that we are not only always praying our need, but praying the concerns of God and what God says he will accomplish through us, and we bring it to pass. So if you've got your Bibles open to the book of Proverbs chapter 18, I'm going to read verse 20 and 21. Are you there? Okay. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. You need to listen to that a minute. We think our stomach is satisfied from the food that we eat. But how many know we're spiritual beings? And so we have to feed our spirit first. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. In other words, the things you declare, the things you speak, the things you say, you will be satisfied in your life. And hopefully the things you're saying and declaring is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord. The spoken word of God. That's the prophetic. That's the rhema. But the written word of God. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. The produce of his lips means you're going to bring forth a harvest. You will speak a thing and it will bring forth a harvest. How many know that your prayers brought forth a harvest? Can I tell you, here's the fruit. Here's the fruit. You are the fruit of a prayer of harvest. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am fruit of somebody's prayers. Verse 21, death and life. This is how powerful God wants you to understand this. I don't want you to take this lightly today. I'm very serious, because this is very serious. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What is your tongue saying? What is your tongue declaring? Can I ask you, what does your tongue pray? Prayer and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Those who love what? Those who love the power of the written word, the power of the spoken word, will bring forth a harvest that you will enjoy. How many know that when he laid hands on Brother Bob, and he keeps saying a young man, he's not so young. to you, he is, okay. But you know, this is a big, powerful man. He was riddled with pain, but the storm that the enemy meant to destroy him, God said, I am in the storm and I'm going to turn it around. And not only am I going to give you the healing, but you will lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. That's the fruit that satisfies the heart. Sister Flory spoke here today about, and I saw some of that on Facebook. And I was so blessed to see it, because I saw Sister Sherry and different ones speaking and sharing. Araceli speaking and sharing. I thought, oh my God, those are my brothers and sisters. They're in that convalescent home and they're doing God's work. They're blessing and touching those lives. They're praying, they're singing, they're worshiping. They're bringing forth the word. They're sharing their testimony. Harvest time. Harvest time, when it's the word of God. Your words may bring forth a harvest or they may not. But the word of God will never fail. And so, you know, I want to share with you today that the word of God says, I'm going to jump around a little bit because I'm going to try to teach and not preach. But I don't know. We'll see. Holy Spirit. But the word of God says that we have the mind of Christ. Listen, that's powerful. I could put a period right there and preach on that subject for the next 2-3 months. You have the mind of Christ. Do you understand what the Father has given us through His Son, Jesus? You can possess the mind of Christ. In other words, you can think as Christ thinks. You can have feelings as Christ has feelings. You can pray as Christ prays. You can declare and decree as Christ declares and decrees. Because you have the mind of Christ. His thoughts become your thoughts. His ways become more like your ways. Your ways are becoming more like Him is what I want to say. Because you have the mind of Christ. And so, He is forever instructing us. God is forever teaching us. And one of the ways by which He does it is the spoken word and the written word. Spoken word and the written word. Our actions, can I tell you, our actions are a result of words and thoughts. So the action that I saw on Facebook yesterday when the brethren were at this convalescent home, it was a result. Their worship, their prayers, their sharing the word was a result of words that had been invested in them. You are anointed for such a time as this. You are appointed to preach and teach and share the word of God. These are words that went into their spirit being and it bore fruit. I saw my sister in the Philippines. My goodness. Preaching. I saw brothers in the Philippines preaching and teaching and walking amongst the poor and the less fortunate and bringing forth Jesus Christ. Because of words invested, you shall go to the nations. You shall bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the dying and the lost. You shall lay hands on those little boys and those little girls, and they shall be healed, and they shall recover, and they shall be set free. Power of words spoken to them. So their actions were bearing fruit of the spoken word and the written word, the Great Commission. They took it to heart. They took it to heart. Now go with me to the book of Job. 22:28. Chapter 22, verse 28. The book of Job. Chapter 22, verse 28. Because I want you to understand the power that's been given to you. Job 22, verse 28. Are you with me? You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you, so light will shine on your ways. You will also, you know who also is declaring a thing over your life? Jesus Christ. But you will also declare a thing. Thank God, thank the Father that Jesus is making declarations over my life. By my stripes, you have been healed. How many know that Jesus said it first? Jesus said it first, and then I heard it. And then that word went into my spirit, and He said, now you too will declare a thing. Hallelujah. Do you understand that, with all due respect, we are unto Jesus. We are made in His image. We have been transformed. We are His creation. I don't expect Jesus to come down in a cloud. One day He will. Maybe later on today. I don't know when. But until that day happens, you are Jesus walking on earth. You are His eyes. You are His mouth. You are His hands. He's given you authority. He's given you the anointing. He abides in you. He says, take me to the world. You will declare a thing. And what is the thing? The thing in Greek, if you look it up in the Greek, another word for thing in the Greek is rhema. You will declare a rhema. Hallelujah. Do you know what a rhema is? You will declare the spoken word of God that He whispers in your ear. You could be sitting there right now and maybe God is just saying, you know what? Just I've got this. That job, I got a better one for you. Maybe he's saying that in your ear right now. You know that son that you have given up on? I never did. He's coming home. He's coming to me. He could be speaking that in your ear. See, you will declare it. Then God says, as I speak it, you declare it. You will declare a thing, that rhema word, that spoken word from the lips of God to you. How many know you can hear God speak? There was somebody, I'm not even going to mention names, but recently on a TV show, yes, okay, who said to a very significant person in the government, high ranking, for all her public to hear, that if you think, or if you are saying that you hear from the Lord, that God speaks to you, that that's craziness, that you must be mentally unstable, that you are crazy. And before too long, she had to apologize not only to the man that she said it to, but to the rest of us who know that God speaks to us. And we're not crazy. We're Christians who are spirit-filled and have spent time with God to know his voice and to know that God still speaks. You will declare a thing. You will declare that spoken word that God has given in your ear, and it shall be established unto you. You will declare that your son is healed, and it shall be established unto you. And the word, and the verse doesn't finish there. So light will shine on your ways. What is light? Light is symbolic of the Christ himself. So Jesus himself will shine on your ways, on your life, on that thing that you have decreed and declared. He will shine his light on it. He will shine on that thing which you have declared, because it's his word you declared. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? And look at the confidence I have. It will be established for you. It will be. I mean, either we believe this, Pastor, or we don't. Listen, if my husband tells me, honey, I will get that for you. Okay, I have faith in my husband. I know him. He will move heaven and earth to try to get and fulfill his word to me. He will try to fulfill his word to me. He will move heaven and earth to try to fulfill his word to me. But my God will fulfill his word to me. It will be established. How many know the devil might come against him, but the devil can't come against Christ? Because when he did, Christ defeated him. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It will be established. There's your guarantee. So declare this thing. Declare the spoken word. Declare the written word. Because it will be established. And God himself will shine. His light will come upon your ways and fulfill that thing. It'll be pleasant for you. It'll be victorious for you. It'll be well for you. This is what he's saying.
Wow. Well, I was wondering when that would happen. It's happening.
Praise the Lord. I like to say it's a fire of God, but it could be menopause. I don't know. It's less embarrassing when you say it's the fire of the Lord. Praise God forever. And so this is what I want us to understand today, because this is a praying church, and at my church, you know, where we congregate, where we're members of, where we pastor, you know what? We believe in the power of prayer just like this church does. And how many know if you're a church today, you better believe in the power of prayer? Because if you don't believe in the power of prayer, the devil's going to destroy that church and the people in it. But God is merciful. I will say that. God is merciful. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the people of God. But he will create storms, unnecessary storms. Because people aren't praying the way God wants us to pray. See, not always, and this is why I want to get to prophetic intercession. Not always are we to consume ourselves with the cares of our own lives. We need to hear, God, God, what do you want me to pray? What are you declaring? What are you declaring? What did you say in my ear that you want me to pray about? That's prophetic. That's the prophetic intercession. And so, what is prophetic intercession? It's the kind of prayer that we as praying saints should be doing more of, particularly in these dark warfaring days. It's a form of warfare. Prophetic intercession. Because you have heard God speak, you have read his word, and that's what you're putting out there. So what I'm saying is, so I'm going to hit the mark each time. I'm not going to hit and miss with my own pleadings. You understand that? I'm going to hit the mark each time because God will fulfill his word, and his word cannot return void. And if he spoke it in my ear, it's because he's already declared it and wants me to declare it and affirm it and put it out there in the atmosphere. How many know there's power in the prayer of God? Pastor said, you know, thank God, Jesus is still interceding for us. You know, intercession, the true meaning of intercession is prayer without ceasing and not praying until God himself releases you of that prayer. Intercession is just because I finish praying today and whenever prayer ends at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock or something and I'm done with that prayer. Intercession means, God, there's a burden that you placed on my heart for purpose. Not a burden to weigh me down, a burden for me to pray out so that I can lift it up, so that I can eradicate it, so that I can destroy that burden through the power of prayer. So you don't let go until God releases you. You become like a pit bull with that prayer. Listen, I've been praying for my children for 30 years. How many of there are times when I grow tired? God, how much longer? How much longer? But you know what? I can't stop praying. I have to continue to intercede. He says, until you see it come to pass, or I release you from that burden. God has not released me, and it has not yet come to pass in the natural realm. I know it's done in the spiritual realm, but not yet in the natural realm. So prophetic intercession, again, is coming before the throne of God with boldness and confidence. Why? Because I know the word of God over this situation. I'm not guessing. I'm not pleading. I'm not crying. I'm not saying that tears don't fall, but I don't mean, what I mean is I'm not, oh God, please, I don't know. No, God, thank you. My husband is healed in the name of Jesus. There's a difference. There's a difference. God, if you will, I don't know. Could that be? And I can't even, and I don't know, God. You said in your word that by your strength, you said that you came to heal the sick. You said that the lame shall walk, the blind shall see the deaf. You said that, Lord Jesus. I put a demand on the word of God so I can pray boldly and confidently. That's the prophetic. And what did he say? Listen, when my husband got the diagnosis and the report of the doctor was not good, we went to our pastors and we said, well, this is the report of the doctors. We know the report of the Lord, but this is the report of the doctors. And so the first thing, my pastor turned to me and she said, what have you heard from the Lord? I heard he will live and not die. That's what God spoke in my ear. Lou will live and not die. There's still a lot for him to do. So no matter what I saw, no matter how many times he was throwing up or not feeling good or he looked bad or he looked pale or he wasn't eating or he was eating or he had pain or he did, no matter how many times we went for treatment, it only was supposed to be one day. It turned into 3 days and we're there for 8 hours and we're there for three. No matter how much the devil threw, I remembered God said, Lou will live and not die. That was the spoken word. Lou will live and not die because he still has a lot to do. Did I look at him? Was I convinced by looking at him? No, I wasn't. I was convinced because God spoke it. And so here's the thing that I want you to understand. You got to know the voice of God. I know my God said that to me. wasn't Gabriel, though it would be nice for Gabriel to speak in my ear. I'm talking about the angel Gabriel. It wasn't Michael. It would be nice for the angel Michael to speak in my ear. That would be a blessing. But it was my Lord who spoke in my ear. It was Jesus the Christ who spoke. It was the Jesus who died for him who spoke in my ear. It was the Jesus who was resurrected. It was the Jesus that went to the cross that said, I took cancer. I spared him from it. So I was bold and I was confident because it was the spoken. But brothers and sisters, you need to have a relationship with him. Can I tell you something? To read the word of God, you don't need a relationship with him. You know that? You can read the word of God and not even know him. I know people who stand up in front of conferences and schools and they open up the word and they read a scripture. And if you ask them, are you saved? Oh no, I'm not saved. I don't know what that is. But you were reading the word of God. Well, yeah, I was told to read verse blah, blah, and blah, blah. They don't know God. They don't have a relationship with God. You can read the Bible and not have a relationship with him. But can I tell you something? You need a relationship with him to know his voice. See, for the rhema word, for the spoken word of God. You say, well, how do I get a spoken word? Know him. Spend time with him. I know the voice of my husband. When he screams, when he yells, when he whispers, I know his voice. Why? Because we have spent 51 married years together. I know him intimately. You got to know Christ intimately. So that when you hear that word, say, that's my God talking to me, reassuring me, that's my Lord. I know his voice. And when you know it and you know what he has said, you can be bold and you can be confident. That's prophetic. And so then you declare over your loved ones. You declare over yourself. You declare in this church. You declare over this body of Christ. You declare in your workplace. I will be promoted and not fired. I will get a raise and not be told that they're scaling down. My sons will come home. My daughter shall be set free. Because you have heard the word of God. Or you have read the word of God and you believe it. And you believe this. You believe that this word is for you. You believe that this isn't just words in a book. But this is the living word spoken for you. Written for you. So it is vital, my brothers and sisters, that in these last days, we be praying more. And even doing more prophetic prayer. Even more prophetic prayer, which means that we're spending more time in the word of God. We're spending more time in his presence so that we can hear and say, so that we can read it and declare it, so that we can prophesy. How many know you have the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ speaks, and so you speak. The mind of Christ prays, and so you pray. The mind of Christ preaches and it teaches. So you preach, you teach, if that be a gift that God has given you. But we can all decree and declare and we can all prophesy the word of the Lord. Amen? So we wait, prophetic intercession. We wait before we go unto the Lord. And we say, God, do you want to say something in my hearing today? You want to say something to me today. Sometimes it could be a warning. Right? He'll forewarn you. He'll tell you, you know what? Don't take the 241 today. I've heard that several times. Don't take that freeway today. But Lord, it's a shorter way. Yeah, but if you don't make it, it ain't going to be shorter. Because you don't know what's there. Right? How many? Sometimes you think, how silly can I be? You know, but Lord, that's the shortcut. He said, no, not for you. Because how many know he knows that two cars are going to collide and the pedestrian or whatever is going to go on over there and you may not make it at all if you go that way. How many know he forewarns? He gives us warnings. He gives you direction. Lou and I right now, we're seeking direction in our lives, for our lives. It's important that God give us direction. I don't want to reason things out. I'll use reasoning, But I want to rely on what we hear the Lord say. Should we or shouldn't we? It's going to be very important in our lives to hear God speak to us. And how many know if it's important in your life, it's important for your children. It's important for your family. How many know the direction you take is important for this church? Should I leave or should I stay? People leave for all the wrong reasons. Can I tell you that? People leave when God said, don't leave. Well, but da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da. And they're out the door. And whatever happened here is going to happen there worse because they disobeyed the voice of the Lord. How many know because God said stay, he didn't say it was going to be easy. Some places, sometimes the places I'm in, I want to run. I went to preach at this place and it was like, oh my goodness, what is going on here? Nothing that has to do with God is going on in this place. Why was I invited to even bring forth the word? Lord, you know what? If they're not interested, if they're so busy doing everything else but loving you and worshiping you and serving you, I'm out of here. You know what he told me? No, you're not. They invited you, but I called you. I want you to bring the word there. I thought, oh my. I mean, it's not easy sometimes staying. But if God said stay, stay. Now, if God said leave, then he knows why. Then he knows why. Prophetic intercession is twofold. Prophetic. We go before the Lord. We hear what God is saying. And we come boldly before the throne with confidence because it's the voice of God that we heard and we're going to declare it and decree it. That's the prophetic. Intercession is prayer without ceasing and not releasing till either the burden is lifted or God says, you're done. I release you. So we put the two together and we get some powerful praying going on. And God gets to accomplish so much. You know, Sister Flora's testimony just touched me. She says, because as I was doing what was happening, she was seeing the fruit, the harvest of the years where she stood in the breach and she stood in the gap. And no matter what she saw, she kept praying. That's intercession. She kept praying and she kept saying, but one day my husband, what one day my, I don't know when, I don't know how, but one day my husband, but one day he will. I don't know how many years that prayer was lifted up. But how many know she's got fruit? She's got harvest. She says, I was so blessed to go and be a blessing, but God was blessing me big time. And maybe those people that they were blessing didn't even know what was going on inside of her. The big blessing that God was downloading into her life to have her husband alongside her in ministry where he came to her and said, you know what? Last night I studied the word. I'm prepared. Hallelujah. How many know the devil was just out of here? How many know that hurt the devil? Oh my gosh, that's one more that I lost. Why? Because she interceded. Because she stood, because she said, I will pray until the burden is lifted, which it is, or until God releases me. And prophetic what? You know what? I have created everyone. I've been predestinated everyone to know me. I know every man and woman has been predestined to know the Christ. You pray that prayer. Listen, I prayed over those that I think, that one looks hopeless, Lord. In my eyes, they've gone too far. They're too dark. It's Lord, they're actually worshiping Satan. How many of you see things like that? People actually love the enemy and worship him. And you think, that one I don't know, Lord. You still want me to pray? Yes. You still want? Yeah. But Lord, they, you know, in my silliness. But Lord, you know, maybe I'll pray for this one who looks like they're ready to come into the boat. That one looks like he don't even like the boat. This one looks like they're ready to come in, Lord G. Let me. No, that one. How many know when that one comes in, it could be another Paul, like Apostle Paul. Could be another David. It could be an Esther. It could be a Deborah. It could be a Monette. It could be an Araceli. It could be a Flory. It could be you. Developing an intimate relationship with our Lord is required. Go with me to Jeremiah 33:3. Because we will hear his voice. We will hear his prayers. And when we hear his prayers and we pray his prayers, we are interceding the perfect will of God. How many would like to be able to say, I am praying the perfect will of God, and so it shall happen? Man, I like to say that all the time. Every time I'm called upon to pray, every time I stand up to pray, every time I get on my knees to pray, I try to remind myself, I am praying the perfect will of God, so it shall come to pass. When I pray healing for somebody, well, maybe they didn't get healed suddenly, like Brother Bob did. But that's the will of God. So I have confidence. I don't know when the healing's coming, but it's coming. You know what that does to you as a Christian? It stretches your faith. Like Lou said, you know what? When he laid hands on Bob, he didn't heal Bob. It was the Christ in him. There was so much power, so much anointing. He was so encouraged. He was so inspired. His faith had been stretched. He had just come through the storm. And he said, I'm going to do what God tells me to do. God said, lay your hands on him. How many know Bob got healed? Instantly. Praise the Lord. Are you with me in Jeremiah 33:3? If you've got it, somebody pray that out. I mean, speak that out. Okay, I need one so that I can hear it nice and loud. Okay, what is it? Call to me and I will answer you. And I will what? How many are ready to see great and mighty things? I want to see great and mighty things. Let's turn off the news. Amen. And let's just see great and mighty things. How will you see great and mighty things? You will pray the perfect will of God. You will intercede because you have heard the voice of God. You will prophetically say, God, you have said, so I declare it. You will see great and mighty things. How many know God is the God of miracles? How many want to see miracles? Then call the God of miracles down on earth. You're the God of miracles. Walk through my service. Walk through my church. Walk through these rows. Walk in my house. Lay hands on my husband. You will see great and mighty things. Hallelujah. How many believe that today? Start declaring it. Start declaring it. When all you see are bills, say, you know what? But my God is Jehovah Jireh. He's my Jehovah Jireh. When you see bills, you say, but my God said, if I place my tithe into the barn house, if I bring it to the storehouse, what? He will rebuke the devourer for my sake. If God himself rebukes Satan for your sake, and he opens up the windows of heaven, he says, I will pour down such a blessing, they will overtake you. They will overtake you. How many are ready to be overtaken? I want to be overtaken. Overtake me, Lord. Anytime you want, come and overtake me. Hallelujah. That's what the tithe will do. That's what offerings will do. That's what prayer will do. That's what intercession will do. That's what the prophetic will do. Pull down heaven onto earth. Bring the kingdom of God in heaven onto earth. You do that through your prayers. You do that through your intercession. You do that through the prophetic announcements, the declarations. Go to 1 Samuel 3:10. The book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 3, verse 10. Horabasha. Horabasha. 1 Samuel, chapter 3, 10. If you've got it, just read it out in a loud voice. Okay, go read the next one. Oh, hallelujah. How many of God speaks? How many know if you are listening, you will hear? Samuel said, I hear a voice. I hear. Now he didn't know yet that it was the Lord, but how many know he learned it was the voice of God by spending more time with God? Speak, Lord, for your servant shall hear. How many of God speaking today? We as servants, we need to be hearing today. Okay, let's go to the book of John. Because I want you to see Old Testament, but I want you to see New Testament. Because how many know we're New Testament believers? I love the Old Testament, but I thank God I'm a New Testament believer. Woo, because I belong to the better covenant. Wow. The heat is rising. Praise the Lord. Okay, John 8. If you've got it, verse 47. Somebody read it if you got it, because I want you to get this. I got it in my study time. I want you to get it now. All right, come on, Pastor. Woo, my goodness, my goodness, my God. Pastor, did you write that in there? Who wrote that in there? Okay, but I want to read that again. Read it again, Pastor. Okay, I don't know if I could make that any plainer or any simpler. Tell me that you hear the voice of God, you're the son or you're the daughter of God. Tell me that you don't, and I'll tell you one, either you're not, or you are, but you're just kind of going through the motions. But I'm still believing for you that you shall be, and you shall hear. You understand what I'm saying? Because I ain't giving up on anybody. God told me that a long time ago. Don't think that one's too dark or that far gone or too deep a sinner or that sin is so nasty and so ugly. You can't cover it with your blood, but I covered that sinner with my blood. And I went to the cross for that sinner. You didn't, but I did. So don't you give up on anybody. But sons and daughters do hear the voice of God. I'm just going to say it. Michael Pence does hear the voice of God. Aida Torres does hear the voice of God. And so do you as a son or daughter of the Most High God. And if you hear his voice, then you can declare his word. You know what? When I was in the hospital with my arm and I had that viral infection that went through my arm and I was trying to gain back motion, I had that bacteria. And the doctor says, you know, I got to send you home. We can't do anything for you. My pastor came and she visited me. Oh, boy. My pastor came and she visited me at the hospital. And the way she looked at me, it was like, thank you. The way she looked at me, it was like, she thought it was very bad, very serious. And she told me later, I didn't know what was going on with you. Honestly, she said, Aida, I didn't know if you were going to make it or not, because I really was in a bad way. And so she said to me, I want to ask you, Aida, how did you know? Because the hospital sent me home. They said, we can't do anything for you. You have to fight this. And I said, well, I'm not going to fight it. God's going to fight on my behalf, and I'll get the victory. He said, how did you know you were going to survive that? How did you know you were going to live? And I said, because I heard the voice of God tell me, you're mine. I've got this. You got to know your God. And a son or a daughter does. And they know his voice. So that you can be bold and confident in what the Lord has said to you. Okay, go with me to John 16:13. And I'm going to be closing. John chapter 16, verse 13. If you've got that, go ahead and read it out loud. Hallelujah. How many know my Jesus, your Jesus, our Savior, listens to what his Father says? Do you understand that? Your Savior, your Deliverer, your Healer, your Redeemer listens to what his Father says and declares it and speaks it and prays it. And then he speaks to us what the Father has told him. And he said, now you speak it, you declare it, you pray it. It's the same authority. It's the same power. God has given you all power and all authority over the enemy. And so it comes to pass. And so it comes to pass. And so it shall be. Even the Son pauses and waits to hear what the Father says. But he is the Son, the only begotten Son of his Father. And he hears him. You are the begotten of the Lord. And you need to be hearing him, either through the spoken word or the written word. You will declare a thing, and it will be established unto you, and the light of God will shine upon all your ways. All your ways. Go ahead and stand to your feet. There are those that came before us, our models in the Bible, that were prophetic intercessors. How many know, remember Anna, the prophetess? What was the assignment that God gave her? To pray without ceasing, to intercede, the prophetic prayer. She was prophesying the coming of the Messiah, of Jesus Christ, long before Jesus came on the scene. She kept going to the temple day in and day out and night and day. And she kept prophesying, the Messiah's coming. The Messiah's coming. And she kept interceding. She heard. God spoke to her and said, my Son I'm sending. He's coming. The Spirit of the Lord shared it with Anna. Anna heard. And Anna prophesied it, and she interceded. This is a prophetic intercessor. How many know Daniel, the story of Daniel? If you go to the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 2, Daniel was given an assignment of God to pray for the nation of Israel so that Israel would return. Daniel was praying, because of time, I won't go there, but Daniel prayed Jeremiah 29:10. Now, if you understand the Bible, here's Daniel. Okay, he was 6th century B.C. And he was praying Jeremiah's prayer. The book is over here. The end of the 5th century. Daniel heard the voice of God and prayed Jeremiah's prayer, who lived before his time, so that the nation of Israel would return to Israel and be restored. That is prophetic prayer. That's prophetic intercession. Why? Because Daniel heard from the Lord, I'm going to restore my nation, my people. I'm returning them back to Israel. And what? And it came to pass. How many know the Messiah came? How many know the nation of Israel has returned? How many know the Messiah is coming again? And Abraham. And Esther, and so many in the Bible. So many, I just pulled out 2 just to give you some kind of role model. But so many in the Bible. And can I tell you that these days call for it? These days are calling for it. Pray the kingdom of God onto this earth so that somebody, I don't know who, was talking about the legacy, leaving a legacy to our children. So that the legacy that God said, I shall leave your children, shall be given to our children, a spiritual legacy, that America will turn back to Jesus, that the nations will bow to Jesus. That's the legacy that God wants to leave us. We got to call it in. We got to call it forth. People of God, we pray our needs before God. That's biblical. That's scriptural. But we hear God and we hear what he's praying, and we're going to pray boldly. This is what my Lord said. This is what the word says. And I'm praying it into existence in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Let us close our eyes and pray. Lord, with you by my side, I can face any enemy, any storm. I trust you even with my life. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my family, my church, the nations, this nation. Enlarge my heart, Lord, so that I will be an intercessor, so that I will intercede on behalf of your people. Your people have needs, my Lord. They're hurting. They're broken. They're lost. Lord, they're going astray. Your people have needs. They're discouraged. They're depressed, Lord. Even in chains, Lord. Your people have needs. I want to pray for my people, Lord. I want to pray for your church. I feel their pain, Lord Jesus. Lord, share your burden with me for your people. And give me whatever I have need of so that I can pray till it's either manifested or you release me. Make of me an intercessor of God. But Lord, I'm also asking you to give me the eyes and give me the ears and give me the mouth so that I can boldly declare, so that I can confident intercede your needs, your prayers, your desires, your wants upon this nation, upon your people, upon your church. I want to be used for the people, but I want to be used by God for the people. Lord, downpour into us, download into us more of this, Lord. Your heart, your compassion, the things that move you, that they would move us. Lord, I want to hate the things you hate. I want to love all that you love, Lord Jesus. Lord, use us to win souls, even as those two souls were led to you. I thank you for them. But Lord, I want to be a birther. I want to give birth to spiritual sons and daughters. I want to bring you sons and daughters, Lord. Great and mighty things, my God, we shall do as we pray your perfect will. Lord, may our prayers pierce heaven, touching this earth, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus, that in these last days, Lord, we're not giving up and we're not quitting. Lord, we're being recharged and refired. Let the fire of God now consume us. Lord, enlarge our hearts to do thy perfect will, my God. Make of us the mighty army that you say we are, Lord. Lord, I breathe upon the dry bones in the body of Christ. I breathe life into the body of Christ. Lord, that which has gone dormant, Lord, I say come alive in Jesus' name. May we not wait for Resurrection Sunday. God is resurrecting his bride today. And so I just thank you, my Lord. Use us, Lord Jesus. If you can use us, Lord, use us. However you can use us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we have the power. We have the power because of what you've given us and the authority because of what you have bestowed upon us to change the world for Jesus. And so as you trust us with lives, you said the power of life and death, Lord Jesus, is in our tongue. Lord, I'm praying that our declarations, our decrees, our prayers, our prophetic intercession, Lord. Korabashika. Will impact the nation for Jesus. Until you return again, Lord Jesus, use us. Lord, you humble us by wanting us to be your instrument of use. And we thank you, Lord, that you see fit to live in us. And I thank you here today, Lord, for the mind of Christ in each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I just want to ask you if, right where you are, I'm not going to ask you to come forward, but right where you are, if you have not made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, can I just tell you that today is the day? Today is the day. That's the greatest miracle anybody can offer you. That is the greatest opportunity that ever has been given to man. To be able to have Jesus Christ live in you, come and live in you. I offer you this opportunity. And if you have strayed from the things of God, if you have strayed for whatever reason, you got discouraged, you got dismayed, you grew weary, you got tired, whatever, and you just strayed from the things of God. The devil told you, you know what, this gospel thing, it don't work. It's not working. The devil's a liar. And I'm calling you back in. God is waiting for you with arms outstretched because he loves you. And he's got great things for you. If that's you, I'm just going to ask you to raise your hand right where you are. You don't even have to come to the front. Just so that God will acknowledge. So that God will acknowledge. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Touch our hearts today, Lord. Have your way in us today, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for this church. I thank you for Pastor Monette, the leadership here, my brothers and sisters here. And I thank you that we are mightily blessed because of the divine and holy connection. Because you have made of us an alliance. We're in covenant with the same God. We're in friendship because it's a gift he gave us. I bless our Pastor Monette. I bless the leadership here. And I bless my brothers and sisters here in Jesus' name. And those who believe say, amen. I just want you to know that I made some copies of 12 keys for 2018. And what they are declarations and decrees. And it's according to the word of God. And so if you take these declarations, it's just one sheet. And they're 12 keys for breakthrough. And it's front and back. And you take whatever the Holy Spirit ministers to you. And because when you take it, you got to believe it. You don't just take it and read it and just, well, I'm going to say this. No, you take it, you believe it, say, God, you know what? I got faith for this one. And you decree it and you declare it and you decree it and you declare it. I'm telling you, the victory's already yours. So I'm going to leave this here for Pastor Monette, okay? Thank you. Bless you. Love you.
Praise God. Please be seated for a while. Amen. Powerful message. Amen. Jesus himself said, the words that I speak to you, and they are life, and we receive the words of the Lord today. Amen. We're going to take a second offering because it's what the word of God tells us. And just allow me to read before I call on the ushers. It's found in Romans 10. You know, you and I are given the blessed opportunity to hear the word of God, and it has changed us. Amen. The word of God builds up our faith. And there's so many more who needs to hear the message of the gospel. So in Romans 10, it says in verse 11, as the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there's no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Amen. We are so blessed to have this, you know, a special relationship with Pastor Lou and Pastor Ida. And the Lord has called them. Today we heard Pastor Lou because the Lord has healed him. Now he's making plans to go to Mexico and then many parts of the world that needs to hear the message of the gospel. Isn't that wonderful? And we are challenged that you and I be a part of it as we take our second offering to bless them, the ministry that God has called them. Amen. Let's just thank him. Lord, we thank you, all of us. We are so thankful you've given us, Lord, the opportunity to hear your word once more as ministered to us by your servants. And we thank you for the powerful testimony that we have heard that, Lord, you're the God who cares for us, who loves us. If you have healed Pastor Lou, you can heal. You can also do that also to us, Lord, to anyone, Lord, who calls on you, oh God, because you have no favoritism, because you are the God who loves us. And so, Father God, this is a blessed privilege for us to give this offering as unto you. And Father God, that you may use it, oh God, to bless the ministry that you have placed in the hearts of Pastor Lou and Pastor Yida. We thank you for their lives. And we thank you, Lord, oh God, for much of your abundant grace and the strength that you give them each day of their lives. And Lord, how much you are encouraging them that their labor is never in vain. We thank you for your people, oh God, for the willingness, oh God, to be a part of the ministry, Lord God, to be a part, Lord God, to reach out many more, Lord God, to hear the message of the gospel. And so, Father God, thank you for this time. And Lord, bless your people as we give us unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. If you're issuing a check, just make it to the New and Living Way and we'll take care of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. That our Pastor Lou and Pastor Ida be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And of course, we have the practice for our Easter presentation. Amen. And of course, next Sunday, we're going to get busy to prepare the house of God for Easter celebration. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Amen. Praise God. And so let's thank the Lord. Let's just thank Him today. Father God, we thank You for Your words that You have spoken to us. And Lord, through the power of Your Spirit, may we apply what You have taught us today through your word that's ministered to us by Your servant, that Lord, we will speak forth Your words of life, O God, that will build up and encourage, O God, for Your word is truth and it has power, O God. Thank You, Holy Spirit, that You're the one who will teach us how to pray powerfully and effectively in Jesus' name, so that, Lord, people will come to know that truly Jesus is alive forevermore. Hallelujah. And Lord, O God, as we pray that, Lord, You stretch forth Your hand upon Your people, blessing each one, O God, that the light of Jesus shine brightly through our lives, O God, that many be drawn to Your kingdom through us, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's just all rise up and let's just worship the Lord together. Amen. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. We're going to make copies of this so that when... Amen.
No, I gave you a lot of copies.
Oh, you did. You did. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So before you leave, Brother Art, where are you? Any ushers? Any? Praise God. Sister Emma, yeah, can you, or ask Sister Flory also to, yeah, help you so that people can leave with that copy. Thank you so much, Pastor Aida. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Powerful message, Pastor Aida. Thank you, Lord.